President Bush has named the commission that will lead efforts to fix the U.S. Social Security system. The 16-member panel is bipartisan, but all of its members, among them former Democratic Senator Daniel Patrick Moynihan, have supported the idea of allowing people to take a portion of what they contribute to Social Security and invest it on their own. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
The president says the Social Security system is headed for a crisis unless reforms are enacted soon. It's a theme he sounded often during last year's campaign, and in a Rose Garden ceremony today with the new commission members, he talked of the need to offer a greater return to workers than the payoff promised by the current system.
Social Security reform must offer personal savings accounts to younger workers who want them. Today, young workers who pay into Social Security might as well be saving their money in their mattresses. That's how low the return is on their contributions. And the return will only decline further, maybe even below zero, if we do not proceed with reform.
Further, the president said, those personal Social Security savings accounts would become something that people would own and possibly pass along to their children. The new Social Security Commission features 8 Republicans and 8 Democrats. The chairmen are former Senator Moynihan, a Democrat, and Dick Parsons of AOL Time Warner, a Republican. Of course, a huge part of Social Security's problem is the expected influx of baby boom era retirees looking to draw checks, with too few active workers to keep the system solvent. Parsons, in brief remarks at today's announcement, noted that he is a baby boomer, born in 1948, and a contributor to the Social Security system since 1964.
And until this point in time, I've never believed that I was going to get anything out of Social Security when I retired. Never. Because unless the system is reformed, it's a pay-as-you-go system. And it's one thing when you have 40 workers supporting every retired person on a pay-as-you-go basis. When you have 2 workers for every retired person, it can't work. Do the math.
The president's critics, however, say that while this commission may be bipartisan, it is stacked with people who support the president's view on the subject. One said it's like having a commission full of oil company executives recommending whether to drill in the Alaskan National Wildlife Refuge. Further, critics argue that allowing people to take money and put it in private investment accounts will drain cash from the Social Security Trust Fund, making the system's finances even worse. Today, Democratic Senate Leader Tom Daschle questioned the wisdom of letting people invest Social Security contributions in the stock market, which has demonstrated its own volatility recently.
What it means is that you are going to put your retirement funds at risk. I would ask anybody a year ago, if you had the choice of investing in your NASDAQ account or investing in Social Security, which of those two accounts would be better today? Which would be stronger? And there is no doubt in our mind that a Social Security account over the last year would have been far stronger.
President Bush's press secretary, Ari Fleischer, responded to that, saying that over the long term, say over a 20-year period, the stock market has always returned a positive result. The commission will make its recommendation to the president in the fall, and next year the president will try to get Congress to enact Social Security reform legislation. That could prove difficult. There are no members of Congress on this commission, but whatever recommendations Congress might approve could become political liabilities. Next year is, after all, a congressional election year. Don Gagne, NPR News, The White House.